Good morning, all. Today is Thursday, 2nd of June, and right now it's partly cloudy with 27 degrees Celsius. And the forecast for today is thunderstorm, temperature range from low 26 to high 28 degrees Celsius, and with the heat index at 32 degrees Celsius. We will have 80% chance of precipitation, and winds are supposed to be blowing from south-southwest with 35 to 40 kilometers per hour. The forecast for the night is a chance of a thunderstorm with overcast and with 50% chance of precipitation, and southerly winds with 27 to 32 kilometers per hour. Moon is waxing crescent and 0% of it is illuminated. Yesterday's follow-up of general meeting from last week of 25th of May finished in more than 2 hours, with a common decision that the next follow-up will be on Tuesday, also at 5 p.m. at Saucho. Full recordings of the meeting will be published on our site soon, and here's an excerpt of yesterday's one.
I have two advices for the interim RAS. The first is, and that's a very strong point, and that's a point we have neglected too much, is that we keep the resident assembly connected. The more, the better. The resident assembly, well, you started with it, is actually the highest body, and if they take decisions, the decisions should actually be final. We are the resident assembly. So if we take that decision, it's a decision. This is my first advice. Keep us connected, preferably every day, because we made a mistake by not coming together too often. This is my first. My second advice is be fast. End of June, because it's not about the resident assembly service. It's about the working committee, it is about the council.
Right.
End of June, the term of the working committee is over. They have a legal term of 2 years, and not 2 years and 1 day, 2 years, unless there is a proposal, and the proposal comes into an office order of the governing board. And who is directing this process? Who?
It's
only resident.
The resident assembly.
Yeah. It's a resident assembly. If the working committee wants an extension of their period, they should change their mandate, and that should be enforced by the resident assembly. Simple as this. This is where everything went wrong. But if we, resident assembly, are too slow, then we fall automatically in a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because then there is a period without working committee, and then we are lost, and then automatically we will feel, ugh, let them do the job, because they are committed and they are friends. But of course they are committed. Of course they are our friends. Of course they are our civilians. Of course. But it is not relevant. The relevancy is, and I completely agree with Claudine, is that we have not many rules in Auroville, but on this we have perfect rules. We have 2 years working committee, it's a perfect mandate, the RAS has a perfect mandate, so we only have to follow this and we are there.
If you missed interesting presentation on new excavations in Egypt near Saqqara funerary site by engineer archaeologist Pierre Vallin, you have another chance this Saturday in Arca at 6 p.m. On Sunday, you can join Matcha Mandir Laundry Service, Sunday volunteer program, and volunteers are invited to learn and help at Matcha Mandir Laundry. They're asking you to come between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. and works go until 12:30 p.m. And for more information, you can call Drupad on 962-656-1256. Cafeteria at Visitor Center will be closed for 5 days from Monday, June 6th to Friday, June 10th for repairs and maintenance. The team is sorry for the inconvenience. And after 1 month of maintenance and repair work at the Quiet Healing Center, it opens again on Monday, June 6th. And in June, there will be following therapies treatments available: bioresonance, chiropractic, acupuncture, physiotherapy, massage, homeopathy, shiatsu, and from 15th of June onwards, vatsu, and from 18th of June onwards, quantum shiatsu, sound bath, and reiki. The rest of their team is expected to come back in July and August. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m. tonight, we can see a Spanish film, Unconscious, made in Spain in 2004 by director Joaquin Oristel, and film is comedy in Spanish with English subtitles. On Saturday at the same place and time, we can see The Girl Who Played With Fire, made in Sweden, Denmark, Germany in 2009 by director Daniel Alfredsson, and film is drama, crime, thriller in Swedish with English subtitles. At Cine Club on Sunday at 8 p.m. we can see well-known The Deer Hunter, made in USA in 1978 by director Michael Cimino, with Robert De Niro, Christopher Walken and others. This film is drama, war in English with English subtitles. At Eco Club at Sedona Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. we can see a documentary, The Economics of Happiness, made in 2001. Film is in English. The bus for Eco Club film departure at Solar Kitchen at 6 p.m. and returns from Sedona Forest at 10 p.m. When one speaks to the soul of a man, one always speaks to the same soul, whatever might be the differences of body, race or culture, wrote the mother in The Words of the Mother in volume 14. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.